The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, why were the apostles imprisoned? Because they would not stop speaking about Jesus. Because they could not stop speaking about him. You remember when they are commanded, do not speak in that name any longer. What does Peter say? That's impossible, right? We could never do that. My brothers and sisters, what do we most speak about? That which we most love. Right, for one person it might be sports, for another food, or entertainment, or health, or whatever it might be. We will speak about our Lord Jesus Christ to the degree that we love him. And why did the apostles love him so much? Because he had first loved them. A person is never more radiant. A person is never more joyful than when they know themselves to be loved. When we experience love from another person, we're transformed by that immediately. When we feel ourselves to be loved, we radiate. We feel an interior warmth that shines out from us. The apostles knew themselves to be so profoundly loved that they became lights in the world. And our Lord wants us to be those same lights that scatter the darkness, that leads those who are in darkness to turn toward the light. But something is first necessary. We have to believe in the love that he has for us. He has shown it to us in so many ways, above all by his death on the cross, but we have to make the act of faith. Lord, I believe in the love that you have for me. I want to be your light. I want to shine your light to all the world. Let me live in your love. And it's important to remind ourselves often, I am God's beloved daughter. I am his beloved son. He loves me. One of my favorite things about Pope Francis and his preaching and his writing is he goes back to the utter basics of Christianity. God is love. He loves us so much that he sent his Son to redeem us. And he wants us to live in that love.